You join us on a very solemn day for the nation, a day when we all come together to say goodbye to a woman we all felt that we knew, a woman who in many ways epitomized the 20th century. Some will remember her for her sense of humor, others for her unstinting devotion to duty. Truly then, this is the end of an era. And as the carriage bearing her disappears into the distance, how many of you must be having the same thoughts as me? Why on earth did Sue McGregor leave today?
Dead Ringers.
Hello there and welcome to Film 2002. I'm Jonathan Wass. My taste in films is described as eclectic. My taste in clothes is described as quap. After failing to win an Oscar for A Beautiful Mind, Russell Crowe is convinced he'll win next year for his lead role in this similarly heartwarming tale.
The uplifting tale of a man who struggled against his mental problems to rise to the very top of his profession.
Make no mistake, inaction's not an option. We've got to bombify Iraq immediately.
Russell Crowe stars as George W. Bush in A Beautificacious Mind. A man who would overcome every obstacle in his path to the presidency by courage, perseverance, and his brother fiddling the ballot boxes. A man whose mind was different right from an early age.
Honey, our little darling George Jr. has just said his first word.
What was it?
Destructification.
Co-starring Kevin Spacey as Vice President Dick Cheney. And wisecracking Eddie Murphy as Bush's streetwise ethnic sidekick, Colin Powell.
Mr. President, we don't want to get any more involved with the problems of Palestine.
I'm well aware of the problems of polystyrene. Why can't they just wrap video recorders in bubble wrap? That way it wouldn't be so defecatory to get them out of the box.
Man, you know, you two are seriously yanking my chain. Now, we gotta help them people out there. I only agreed to fly there because when you said I was going to meet Sharon and visit Janine, I thought I was on my way to meet a couple of sophisticated white honeys, not to get my ass bombed.
Featuring Sir Ian McKellen as the obligatory British bad guy, peace-loving British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Mr. President, instead of bombing Iraq, why don't we just form a daisy chain of love with Saddam? Forgiving forehead, mellow eyebrows, sweaty ban the bomb t-shirt.
Too late. 12 stealth bombers are already in the air with orders to obliteratify Rugby and Nuneaton.
Sir, we're supposed to be bombing the Middle East, not the East Midlands.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Charlotte Green. Coming up later, the afternoon play, a sensitive study of one woman's moving struggle to come to terms with her life after the death of her beloved mother. That's Hot Lesbian Biker Bitches on Acid by Faye Weldon. But first, it's The Archers, where at the doctor's, Brian and Siobhan receive some devastating news. I still can't understand how I fell pregnant. We were very careful.
It doesn't matter how careful you were. Surely you realise that all women having illicit affairs in soap operas fall pregnant, whilst married couples desperate for a baby are always infertile.
Have you done a scan of the baby?
Yes, I have, and I'm afraid it's not good news. You should really brace yourselves. I'm afraid that your baby's going to be...
Going to be what?
It's going to be Martin Jarvis.
Well, maybe the scan's wrong.
Look, you knew the statistics. There's a 1 in 4 chance that any baby born on Radio 4 will be Martin Jarvis. Just listen to this recording taken from the womb.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. I'm Martin Jarvis. Now, I'm not born yet, but I still enjoy listening to Martin Jarvis reads the inside of Siobhan's womb. Amniotic fluid. Fallopian tube. Umbilical cord.
Oh, is there any chance of the baby living a normal life?
No. He'll be Martin Jarvis all the way through.
On 92 to 95 FM, 198 Longwave, but that's mostly when you visit your mum for the weekend, you're listening to Radio 4. BBC bosses say they're delighted with BBC 2's historical reality programme, The Trench, and are planning to transfer the show to BBC One, with only minor changes for a mass audience.
Hello there, all you brave boys, and welcome to Dale's Showbiz Trench. Yes, with me, Passchendaele Winton. This is the show where we recreate the full horror of trench warfare. That's right, darlings, no aromatherapy for a fortnight.
Oh, but Dale, you smell lovely anyway. You're really spicy and fragrant.
That's the mustard gas, my darling. Yes, I'm in a rat-infested sewage pit with the lovely Barbara Windsor, the lovely Graham Norton, and the lovely Wilfred Owen. Graham, how are you getting on, soldier?
I'm scared, Dale.
Well, what is it? The shelling? The filthy conditions? The diseases?
No, it's this place. They keep talking about no man's land. I don't like the sound of that at all.
Me neither. And Wilfred, my darling, how are you finding it?
Bent double, like old beggars under sacks. Knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we curse through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge.
What an absolute darling! You can cough like a hag all you want, sweetheart. I still say you're lovely.
Oh, no, Dale. Oh, you're lovely.
Oh, you lovely war poet, and me with trench foot. Well, that's all for this week, but join me next week when Atomic Kitten perform their latest single before being mown down by German gunfire. Bye-bye! Good evening, and welcome to Crime Watch with me, Nick Ross. In the bread bin of TV, I'm the sliced white loaf. The crime we're looking at tonight involves a particularly baffling disappearance that took place recently over the skies of Britain. BBC One viewers spoke of a balloon that was there and then suddenly vanished. Police are very keen to speak to a group of disabled wheelchair users, ballerinas and capoeira dancers seen fleeing the scene. One eyewitness describes what she saw.
Well, one moment that balloon was there as cosy and familiar as that first squirt from a Hayes air freshener. All of a sudden, my screen is filled with scruffy young men in vests banging dustbin lids.
Recently, there were a number of sightings of the balloon, but unfortunately, these all turned out to be a false alarm. They were just Fat Rick from Pop Idol performing his single On Top of the Pops. If you can help solve this mysterious disappearance, please phone in now. But remember, occurrences of the BBC wasting millions of pounds of your money, desperately trying to look cool and with it and trendy, are not rare at all. So if you're a licence fee payer, please do have nightmares. Good night.
On 92 to 95 FM, 198 Longwave, and galactic frequency 07.709... broadcasting from the heart of Gallifrey to white middle-class cybermen throughout their home counties. You're listening to Radio 4. Oh, dear.
Hello, and welcome to Bargain Hunt with me, David Dickinson. Oh! The man who makes Timmy Mallett seem somber and reserved. Now, I'm so excited to be on television that I'll be enthusiastic and upbeat about any piece of stupid old tat the contestants bring back. And boy, do they bring some tat. Right, now let's see what our bargain hunters have found this week. Now, this looks interesting. What is it?
I've bought a broken cheese grater that's completely rusty for £100.
Probably dates from the late 20th, maybe early 21st century, we don't know. But it's just a sort of highly collectible piece that could do very well an auction. Moving on now, madam, what have you bought?
I bought this turd with a lolly stick poking out of it.
Note the patina. Lovely shine on that. Could make £1,000 for the stick alone. So we're quits in there and on to today's final bargain hunter. What have you bought?
Me and ITV bought the rights to screen all nationwide league games for £315 million.
Well, I've had a look at this item and I think it might be a duffer.
At least give us a monkey for it.
BBC Radio 4. I'm Brian Perkins. But we don't want to give you that. And I have created life. Oh, yes. During a fierce storm in the top turret of the tower above Broadcasting House, I threw the switch and reanimated the dead. Or pressed the button to start you and yours going, as it's otherwise known. But then my real work began to create perhaps the most hideous creature ever witnessed by humankind. Perkinstein's monster. I've been collecting parts. It has the head of Sarah Montague, the arms of Peter Donaldson, the legs of Muriel Gray, and a knob of butter. I tried to use James Noctis, but he ran too fast. And here, for the arse, I've used Tony Parsons. This morning it escaped and sat in for Jenny Murray on Woman's Hour. No one noticed the difference. I'm hard, rock hard. But there's one person in the BBC who even I would think twice about taking on. And he is...
Hello, I'm Matt Smith. And yes, you're right. My jeans do have a crease running all the way down the front of them. Welcome to Go For It, the show all about what us groovy people at Radio 4 think you kids are into. ISA Investments, the films of Jean-Luc Godard and Capoeira Dancing. Ace. In our poetry corner this week, we've got Russell Crowe. He was that stroppy Australian who wore a dress in the film and fought people. And he's finally going to get to read out that poem they wouldn't let him do at the BAFTAs, so we can all hear what it's like. It's Sanctity by Patrick Kavanagh.
To be a poet and not know the trade. To be a lover and repel all women. Twin ironies by which great saints are made. The agonising pincer jaws of heaven.
Wasn't that crap? Hey, kids, do you know a stroppy Australian with an inflated ego and a chip on both sides? No? Then move to London. It's crawling with them.
Hello, partnership.
Oh, hello. Is that the management company? I want to get into the pop charts. Would you help me?
What sort of music do you do?
You find my ambitions amusing?
Yes, I do. Sorry.
Really? But you have no idea of my talents yet. How can you find them amusing?
I don't know. Why don't you send some of your talents as well and have a listen?
Yes, well, I'm known only as the Doctor. I'm a Time Lord and now musician. Well, listen, I'm just in my studio now. Maybe if I could play you one of my pieces of music and you could tell me whether you think it's any good.
Yeah, brilliant. Go on.
Let me just get the keyboard over. I've rigged the secondary control room of the TARDIS as a studio.
Okay, go.
Right, this one is called Earthshine on Metabilis.
Earthshine on what?
Metabilis, it's a planet. Never mind.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm a bad babysitter. Got your boyfriend in the shower. I'm making $6 an hour.
I think that's absolutely brilliant.
You did it, yeah?
Fabulous.
I'm glad that you were so...
You are really, really talented. I need you to send me over on a tape so that I can get the rest of the office to listen and appreciate the craftsmanship that's obviously gone into your art.
Oh, thank you. What, just send a tape in?
Yes, just send a tape in.
Should I teleport it through an interstitial vortex?
Yes, please.
Thank you for your help, my dear. You sound very, very nice.
You're welcome.
Would you like to travel through time and space with me?
I would love to.
I'll pick you up 10 minutes ago. Bye-bye.
This is the 10 o'clock news with me, Michael Burke. The first rule of Fight Club is no one talks about Fight Club. More on that later. But first, the Daily Mail has launched another attack on someone who they say, just like Peter Sissons, failed to show enough respect for the Queen Mother. And that person is God. We spoke earlier to God, who predictably enough sounds like Brian Blessed.
Nice to be with you, Michael.
So, God, how do you answer the Daily Mail's charges that there should have been more somber weather?
Well, I suppose I could have put on a black sky, but that seemed far too depressing. I think the lovely maroon blue sky was just what Her Majesty would have wanted.
God's insistence that this lack of a black sky wasn't meant as a snub to the royal family hasn't cut any ice with many Daily Mail readers.
Of course it was a snub. Let's face it, we all know that heaven these days is being run by a bunch of Republican lefties. God may well have created the world in 6 days, but I have it on very good authority that on the 7th he was having dinner with Tony Blair. God is completely out of touch with Middle England. I mean, if he really was a royalist, he wouldn't have given Prince Charles those ears, would he?
On 92.2 kilowatt,
yes, indeed, and then all those 80s lefty alternative comedians suddenly started doing a little bit of work with farty old Tories like Andrew Lloyd Webber, and you could hear the cries, they all carry their money to the bank. Double standards, gotta have double standards. Oh, bit of politics there. My name's Ben Elton, good night, but I'm not finished yet. Time to bring out our next act. You know him as the face of Elizabeth and the voice behind the moral maze. Now the highest paid man on Channel 4. Give it up for the all-conquering Dr. David Starkey.
Good evening. Before I proceed to bore you rigid with some dull area of the Constitution on which I am an expert, no doubt many of you recognise me from the television. That's right, because I've got loads of history. Elizabeth I, six wives of Henry VIII, columns in the Sunday Times and the Spectator. You know what that is? Loads of history. I went to see the commissioning editor of Channel 4 the other day. He says, we want another series about the Tudors. I said, OK, bish, bash, bosh, little bit of camp narration. Joom, joom, wallop, dosh. Reconstructions out of Police 5. What do you get? Loads of history. Simon Sharma off BBC Two. Landscapes and memory, more like landscapes and poverty. Sharma, why did you come down to Channel 4 and feel my wad? £4.5 million, loads of history. Right, I'm laughing all the way to the bank because I've got loads of history. Loads of history. Loads of history.
On 92 to 95 FM, 198 Longquave, and in the taxis of cab drivers who like to think they're intellectuals, you are listening to Radio 4. And now our review of spoken word radio around the globe, a world in your ear.
Hello and welcome to A World in Your Ear with me, Emily Buchanan, one of those RP Radio 4 women who all sound exactly the same. Now, just as many of our successful TV shows have been copied around the world, Radio 4's most popular programmes are now also being adapted. Here's a clip from Radio Catra's version of an old favourite, which they've renamed Les Archeurs.
Bonjour, Clary. Gervais de Trere, les vaches Grange Farm.
Mais, Edouard, j'ai besoin de toi pour prendre une lettre à Borchester.
C'est tout très bien, mais ça ne guette pas les cochons d'Inde.
In Germany, Radio Wir has been running its own version for many years. Here, Commandant Brian von Aldridge tells Jens Handel some shocking news.
Guten Morgen. Aldridge?
Sieg Heil, Joe.
Ich habe etwas fantastic ausgefunden. Ich habe jemand verprägnet gemacht.
Du meinst Siobhan?
Es ist nicht Siobhan. Es ist du, Ruth.
Ach, nein. But perhaps the most radical adaptation is by KDCL in Detroit, where the everyday tale of country folk has become a gritty gangland drama, with Eddie Murphy as Mad Jack Woolley and Eminem as Boom Boom Bert Fry.
Hey, Fry, you gonna look after me? The Lower Luckley Posse is after me. They say they're gonna pop a cap in my ass because I gave the heifers foot and mouth. Dear Jack Woolley, you ain't fully learned how respect is earned. Hey, turn the tables on Grey Gables. Get out your Beretta for Nigel Pargetta. As for Betty Tucker, I say she's a mother. Hey, those Lucky Duels can't probe us, man. They ain't Marjorie and Trobers. Those guys can say bye-bye. You gotta make them cry. Gotta make them die. Ain't no lie. Yours, Bert Fry.
On 92 to 95 FM, 198 Long Wave, and out of those gigantic speakers at the Glastonbury Festival, if I had my way, to teach them some manners, you're listening to Radio 4, so think on.
Foreman of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honour. We find little Mo guilty as charged.
She ain't done nothing. My little girl would never do something like this.
Quiet in court, or I shall have you all removed from this plot and sent to Manchester. Little Mo, this court has found that on the night in question, you did indeed lift up that iron and do with it something shocking. Yes, you used it to iron clothes.
I only ever used it to bash Trevor's head in with it. Tell him, Trevor.
If only that were true, Mo. We both know what you kept hidden in that iron cupboard. Two tins of spray starch. I'll speak more if you don't believe me.
You lying scumbag, Trevor. Take one look at my Charlie's terry towel in vest and you tell me to my face that a Slater's ever ironed anything in their lives. You can call my girls a lot of things, but tidy isn't one of them. Well, my Frank might have been a liar, a bigamist, a gangster and an arsonist, but he always had creases in his trousers.
Order! Order! Little Mo, you have been found guilty, so will be taken from this place to another soap opera, one called Family Affairs. There you will be stripped of decent storylines and held for 5 years without any hope of an audience. Until the bill has another clear out and you might get a part as a copper. May God have mercy upon your soul.
A 92 to 84 MFI. And one fine day lengthways. Your listener rating to Radio 4-Far.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Brian Perkins. Dancing. In a pair of red tights. Why? Branding. As part of the BBC's new logo agreement, I have to do all continuity announcements while performing classic works in very tight leggings. Earlier on, Ned Sherrin complimented me on the length of my nutcracker. Now here's the Radio 4 appeal with Dame Judi Dench.
Hello. I'm speaking to you today about a special group of people who, through no fault of their own, find themselves forgotten and on the scrap heap. Yes, I'm speaking, of course, about close harmony singers. Evicted from the Radio 2 studio they'd called home for over 40 years, and with no other radio station to go to, the Sing Something Simple singers were forced into a life on the streets, begging for cash to buy throat sweets and litre bottles of White Ace cider.
In order to get your sympathy, we've got this dog on a string. So won't you buy this big issue that we fished out of the bin?
Forced to sleep rough, sometimes six to an accordion, the Sing Something Simple singers have also had to contend with far tougher a cappella groups, ones used to the harsh reality of life on the streets. Most recently, there was this terrifying face-to-face encounter with the notorious Black and White Minstrels.
Well, hello, dusters. Well, hello, dusters. It's not nice to see you where you don't belong. Why don't you leave us alone? Aren't we all in the same boat? It surely doesn't make any sense to be at each other's throats. We'll put pay to you, losers. We've got blades, losers. We want all you sinners off our patch by noon. We'll sell you crack, losers. Give you a smack, losers. You'll be bleeding, you'll be needing several ambulances soon.
If you see one of these poor individuals on the street trying to hold on to their dignity, or even sadder, trying to hold on to a tune, please don't give them money, as they'll just spend it on sheet music. No, send your money directly to me, care of the A Cappella Group Distress Fund, and let's get the Sing Something Simple Singers back on the air, as anything's better than Sundays with Ed Stewpot Stewart.
Hello?
Oh, yes, hello, my name is Brian Sewell. Have you heard of me?
No.
Oh, I was telephoning with regards to the job for a washing-up kitchen assistant part-time, which I saw advertised.
I'm afraid that job's gone now.
Well, will you, consider sacking that person and employing me?
No. Okay.
Because I really have an ambition, to plunge my entire being into the role of a commoner that this job would bring, so that I can feel that sense of antediluvian ribaldry and dadaistic expressionism that would only come from living the life of a low-life menial.
Well, you'd have to speak to the owners about that. I'm afraid I can't help you any further. But if you'll excuse me, I'm rather busy.
Any waitresses there worth a bang?
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Colshaw, Jan Ravens, Mark Perry and Kevin Connolly. It was written by Tom Jameson and Neff Fountain, John Holmes, Lawrence Howarth, John Colshaw, Colin Birch and Dave Cohen. The producer is Mario Stylianides. It was devised by Bill Dare.